really messed up, so I asked Jesus to forgive me. But is my sin really gone? Won't it come back?
The Bible tells us he throws your sin into the bottom of the sea, and it stays there. I'm Zach, and you're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're tuned in. Have you ever been a little confused by a Bible verse? Like how Micah 7:19 says, "He will throw all our sins into the deep sea." Now, sin isn't something you can hold on to, and God doesn't literally throw sins into the sea. It's an expression used to show that God will really take away your sin when you confess it. That can be a huge comfort when you mess up and do something so bad that you think God would never take away your sin. But like it says in Micah, God removes your sin forever. Here's a story all about that. It's entitled, No Doubt About It. Dimitri sighed as he sat on the beach and watched big waves come in and go out. He was thinking of something he had done earlier that week, something bad. He knew it was wrong and he had asked Jesus to forgive him. But was his sin really gone forever? What if it came back? Dimitri turned as his grandfather sat down beside him. Now, here we are by this big, beautiful ocean, yet you look more worried than a turkey on Thanksgiving morning, Grandpa said. What's bothering you? Dimitri sighed. Grandpa, how do we know our sins are really gone? Grandpa turned to look out at the water. Seeing the ocean reminds me of a verse in the Bible that says God has cast our sins into the depths of the sea. Oh yeah, I remember learning a verse about that, Dimitri replied. If they're buried in the sea like that, they can never come back, can they? No way, Grandpa replied. God also gives another example that helps us understand they're gone for good. Can you see where the ocean ends? Dimitri cupped his hands over his eyes and looked into the distance. He shook his head. No, I see where it looks like it ends, but I know it goes on a lot farther than that. When we were out on the sailboat yesterday, we could see only sky and water in every direction. Grandpa nodded. It seemed a long, long way from one edge of the sky to the other, didn't it? But that's nothing compared to the distance God has removed our sins from us. The Bible says the sins of those who trust in Jesus are removed as far as the east is from the west. In school, we learned east and west never meet, said Dimitri thoughtfully. They're in total opposite directions, so I guess that would mean our sins are gone forever. They sure are, Grandpa replied. If we try to remove them ourselves, it doesn't work. We still have them. But Jesus took the punishment for our sins on the cross. When we put our trust in him, he removes them all. And you can be sure he's done a good job. You won't be seeing those sins again. So how about you? Do you wonder if you need to be saved over and over again? It's true that you still sin sometimes and should confess any sin to Jesus. But if you trust him as your Savior, know that he's removed the guilt of your sin for good. It's no longer part of who you are. It's as far from you as the east is from the west. The sacrifice he made for you covers all of your sins. Our key verse is found in the Psalms, number 103, verse 12.
He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west.
And our key thought, Jesus removes sin forever. When you're eating lunch or doing homework, do you just like listening to silence or do you want to listen to fun music picked out just for you? If you chose music, then ask your Amazon Echo to play Keys for Kids Radio. Listen to music from Seeds, Family Worship, Hillsong Kids, and Yancey, and stories like Adventures in Odyssey and Paws and Tales. Turn up the awesome at home just by asking Alexa, play Keys for Kids Radio. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.